Well, good morning. What a glorious time, and we thank you for tuning into the online service with the welcome and announcements. And I just want to say a special thanks to all of those who allowed us to go down to the pond last week for Heritage Sunday. What a joy it is, and we thank God for the opportunity to getting back to whatever normal is, and I'm never sure what normal is anymore, so I just keep my eyes on the market of high calling and keep on keeping on, and I hope and pray that you can do that too, because you know you never know what's around the corner, so we just got to stay focused, and we're grateful for that. Well, the only announcement that I have this morning, I think that is appropriate, this day, Sunday, I'm recording this on Friday, we're doing an infant baptism for Alice Lanier Bell. Just to remind folks, 4 or 5 years ago, we did a similar service to their child, Jackson. The Bell family has been part of Judy and I's friendship and different things for quite a few years. I performed a wedding ceremony for them at Bethel Missionary Baptist Church up in Pavo, and we have stayed together. I wish that they lived closer, that they could be an active part of our church, but it's just nice to be able to do special things because we're all part of the family of God. Amen. So hope and pray that you can be a part of that. If nothing else, listen to it online. I did the exact service that I'm going to do on Sunday into the what we call the youth message. And I did a little thinking about baptism in general in my pastor's thoughts. You might want to listen to that too. I get a little long sometimes, but I think you might enjoy them and maybe clear up some things and questions that you might have had about infant baptism. With that, I'm not sure of too many other things that are going on except annual conference is coming up. We cannot do annual conference in person yet. They're going to do it by Zoom. This Sunday at 3 o'clock, they're going to have annual conference preview by Zoom to give us an idea what they're going to talk about. And if you're interested in doing that, I can forward you the links to the annual conference, different things if you want to spend time listening to it. But we'll try to keep you posted on what's going on. And we thank God for Tina being the delegate to annual conference. Between her and I and what the conference forwards to us, we'll be able to keep you informed. General conference has been postponed again, so we're sure not able to say what's going to be happening sometime in the near future. So we just keep on keeping on. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And I'm not sure about birthdays this week, but as we always do, because we never know who has a birthday, we don't stay in touch with people as good as we used to and different things. So there's always a birthday out there somewhere, and we want to celebrate it. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And the same with wedding anniversaries or any kind of anniversary, really. Anything that is going on in your life that has been a special part of your life and it's a thing that you think about once a year, it's a special anniversary. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary. God bless you. Happy anniversary to you. And many more. And the only other thing that I would like to add, you know, there's the COVID guidelines and the things with the vaccination and all that kind of stuff. Things are opening up. It's always been safe to come to church, but in these day and times, it's more safe to come to church. So hope and pray that some of you who haven't been attending a church or our church, that you can come back. We need one another. We need to be praying, as it says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and seek my face in an attitude of repentance. God said that he'll hear from heaven and heal our land. Boy, do we need some healing in our land, personally, physically, corporately, Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Have a good day.